he's pretty good now. We've watched him over the years. Very explosive. Anytime you put the ball in his hands, he can go all the way. Very fast. He's certainly a guy that we have to keep our eyes on.
What impressed you the most about the way Perry was able to get up to speed so quickly and be able to plug right in there?
Just his work ethic, his passion for the game, his just hunger for knowledge and coming here. You can tell that his years of experience have really helped him with the ability to come out here and play right away. You can tell he's paying attention. He wasn't at home watching soap operas. He was in his books. He was watching football. He stayed sharp. So by the time it was time for him to have an opportunity, he was ready. And it showed in his play, and it shows, you know, he's a true veteran.
Sean got off to a little bit of a rough start first couple of weeks. What's been the difference between the last few that you've seen?
Well, Sean is a competitor. You know, he's really prideful about his work. I think any time you play at this level and this good, the way these athletes are, you can't get to this level without caring about what you do, taking real pride in your work every day. And he knows that he's kind of new to all of us. He wanted us to know that that wasn't him. So he wanted to really show us that he's a really good player. And he is a really good football player. And it's about coming down to consistency and just working hard.
You went through it as a player. What are the emotions like when you're going up against a former team?
Well, you know, you try to say every game is the same, but it's not. You have a lot of friends on the other teams, and sometimes there's good blood, sometimes there's bad blood with the management. So you always want to let them know what they're missing. I'm not on your team, and this is what you're missing. And you always try to take it to another level when you play your former team.
He's never had more than 2 picks in a single season ever, which seems strange because he's around the ball so much.
Right.
He has 2 already. Are you seeing something different, you know, like when the ball is coming in? The ball is still...
Right, no question. I think early on we knew he had good instincts. We knew he had good knowledge, but he always dropped the ball. The ball would come to him and he would drop it all the time. So we put him on a jugs machine, and we threw the ball to him often, and we talked to him about how to catch, and we have certain drills set up for him. So we really, you know, individualized his drills to make him aware of what his weaknesses are. And he really listened, and you can tell it's showing in his ability to get his hands on the ball often.
What's made the difference this year in Stacy McGee and the production you're getting out of him?
Well, I think it's Stacy decided to be a really good player. I think that growth has a lot to do with it. I think that, you know, our staff has really worked with him, and he has really had a mindful growth set about him. He really wants to do really well. And obviously, with the group he's in, Khalil and Bruce and himself and all, you know, all the guys that really come out here every day and practice really hard. And you can tell that the work they put in, the studying they put in, the coaching that they get, they're prepared to do well.
What does Khalil have to do? You know, everybody knows there's plays where he gets held and it doesn't get called. And what does he have to do to kind of be able to just try to fight through that and kind of block out some of that?
You just have to keep grinding. I mean, you know, sacks come in bunches. Obviously now he's not a mystery. Everyone knows who he is. I mean, if you know a guy is going to be really good, you're going to keep your eyes on them. And at the same time, you see guys like Stacy McGee emerge. You know, Khalil's greatness is also helping the other players, you know, get one-on-ones and get opportunities to really show what they have. So, you know, it's good for everybody.
And the weight of the expectations on him, do you try to kind of mitigate that somewhat so he's not thinking, I got to get my numbers and just I have to make an impact? Is that something that you talk about?
Well, you guys talk about sacks all the time, but right. Khalil is a complete player. I mean, he's really good against the run. He covers the fast backs out of the backfield. He's a spy sometimes. He sacks people.
Right.
He takes up two for other guys to get free. But everybody wants to talk about sacks. That's not the whole game. He's not like a basketball player who can only dribble.
Right.
He has a jump shot. He has defense. He can take away people. He moves his, you know, he does all the things. He's a complete player. So if the sacks aren't coming, there's a whole lot of other things he's doing really well that aren't being noticed.